Welcome to Scooby Duo! Welcome back to Scooby Duo, and today we are outside.
Yeah, it's a beautiful August sunny day, and we're talking Scooby Doo.
Yes, and what episode are we talking about today?
Well, this is season two.
Episode, what do you think? Three? Yeah, season two, episode three.
Yeah, and it's a very interesting title that I will share as soon as I remember it. Scooby-Doo's Night with a Frozen Fright.
Wait, is it Scooby-Doo and the Night of a...
It's just Scooby... It's just Night with a Frozen Fright.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah.
So...
And isn't that... Didn't they have a Night with a Fright?
Night with a Fright is no delight.
Yeah, they like rhyming Night with Fright on titles. But this is a pretty interesting one. Let's dive in. Should we dive in?
Yeah, and I was pleasantly surprised, because I don't really remember it. Some of the parts I didn't really remember. And some of the lines are really, really classic. Like, if you notice now in season two, it's becoming more classic.
You like these episodes better?
Yeah, I mean, and they're saying meddling kids more and stuff like that.
Is this the first time they said meddling kids?
I don't know.
Not to spoil it.
No, I think they said it on the first episode. On the first ever episode. So, yeah.
All right, well, let's start with the recap. So, while sea fishing, Shaggy catches...
Before that happens, we see it fall into the water. So, there's this ice big ice cube with a caveman in it. He looked normal, had the club, had a whole suit on, had a...
Yeah, it's your classic... it's your caveman. Classic caveman look. He's got a club, he's got a loincloth. He's got the heavy brow. Mm-hmm. He falls in off this, what looks to be a research ship, into the ocean. He's frozen in a block of ice.
Yeah, they said it was because there was this big storm and they lost it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, that's a great point. So,
But later, you'll figure out what happened later.
No, okay, hold on. We see the boat. We see a block of ice tied to the boat with the caveman in it, mm-hmm. right? Don't we see the boat? Don't we see the rope snap?
Yes.
And then we see it fall in.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll come back to that.
Yeah, we will. So then days later, Shaggy, they're all having fun day on the beach, and Shaggy.
They're having another beach party. These kids, they have a lot of free time.
Yes.
They're either driving on vacation, they're going to a barn dance. This time, they are having a beach party. They're dancing, they got music going, and Shaggy is fishing. What does he catch?
When he goes fishing, he catches
First they catch some hot dogs out of the picnic basket with the fishing pole.
And he said he had a mouse on it. That was pretty funny. He had a mouse on his fishing, or on the... what's it called?
The reel on the line?
On the lure. On the lure, he had.
Oh no!
For the lure, he had a mouse.
It was a mouse?
Yeah, it was a mouse
to
get their attention. It was on the fishing pole where you pick up the fish. So
usually you have a fish. You sure it wasn't a fish?
No, it was a mouse.
Why would he be using? Well, all right.
Yeah, I know it's silly. Anyway, then he fishes a big ice. You know, not a big ice.
Well, he pulls up the...
caveman.
The huge frozen caveman. Now, that's a heck of a heavy thing to reel in. I guess it was floating.
Yeah.
And how do you hook a block of ice on a fish hook? But...
And even Shaggy was like, ow, this is heavy. Like, Shaggy was so shocked, how heavy. And he even fell on a tree. It was so strong, it made him go on a tree.
Yeah, so he reels that in and Shaggy's like, yeah, wow, this is great. And one thing I noticed in this one is that Casey Kasem is the voice of Shaggy. Has a really deep voice. He used to be a radio DJ. And he really raised his the pitch of his voice in this to sound like a teenager, I think.
But, yeah, but are you also saying that Casey Kasem was the other characters? Because continuously we've been wondering, who is Dr. Jekyll? Who is the guy this week?
Who is the research scientist in this one? Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. They don't give credits. Maybe we'll have to look that up and see who voiced those guys. I don't think it was Casey Kasem.
You don't think it was either?
It doesn't quite sound like Casey Kasem. But anyway, back to the plot.
So anyway, what happens? Oh, Velma's like, oh, I heard about this guy in the news.
Yeah, this frozen caveman.
And they automatically go to the ocean land. And it's like, they don't for a second. I guess they just think ocean land would be the best place to take it. But I don't know. Couldn't you take it to, like, the sheriffs or something? I don't know.
Why did they take it to Oceanland? I think they read about it, that it was something happening at Oceanland or something like that. I don't know. But they take it to Oceanland, which is kind of like a SeaWorld type thing.
But I just don't get why they would just, Oceanland. I mean, that's not as bad. I mean, they might not. I guess they just know animals and prehistoric things. But still, doesn't really make any sense. But, you know. It's okay. Sometimes we have these little flaws. It's Scooby.
Right. So anyway, they meet Professor Wayne and Professor Engstrom and say, hey, here's your frozen caveman. They push it into a freezer, and the kids head back to their, I don't know, they go to the malt shop or something.
Yes. And then while they're gone,
we cut back to the frozen, inside the frozen, inside the freezer where the frozen caveman is encased in ice.
He's not in a freezer, though, because they're in the same room.
Yeah, but they're working in a freezer. Why, I don't know.
Yeah, they're working in a big freezer.
Yeah, they got huge jackets on. And now, here's a controversial scene. So you see, first you see the caveman.
Yeah, and then he's melted.
On the desk behind him,
yeah,
there's a heater.
Mm-hmm.
And you see a hand come in, flip the heater on, right next to the caveman.
And now we go the camera, to the people.
The camera pans, this is important, the camera pans across the room to show Professor Engstrom and Professor Wayne.
Yes, and we think, oh, well, it can't be
those two, because somebody else just flipped that heater switch.
So he can't be the villain. None of them can be the villain. So that was that, and for a second, it baffled me, because it was good that we hadn't watched this very much, because if you watch this constantly, you know, it would help, but we're not going to spoil it yet, because that we get that revealed at the end.
All right, so back at the malt shop.
Back at the malt shop, and they're celebrating, and it's funny how Shaggy just says, "Oh, I forgot my Hot Wheels race car," and it's kind of funny how it's funny that one thing makes them go back.
Hot Wheels race car. What are you talking about?
I don't know. I don't remember what it was now.
It was his fishing pole. He forgot the fishing pole.
He did?
Yeah. His fishing tackle.
Anyway, what are the odds that he...
Hot Wheels race car.
That's it. I mean, it was just so crazy how that one thing made him go back. Like, what luck? Because they were having issues here.
They did that before in the museum. Oh, he actually took the coin, and they had to go back to the museum. So that they've done this before.
Yeah, or they had no idea. What luck. I mean, otherwise we would have had this caveman on the loose on the streets.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I wish they could do is, like, they could see the caveman going into the malt shop. That would be good. He opens the door to the malt shop.
There's some funny scenes with the caveman, though, coming up.
Yes.
We'll get to that. All right. So they head on back to Oceanland. They say, ooh, this place sure is creepy at night. I'm like, why would Oceanland be that creepy at night?
I don't know.
They get into the frozen office, the refrigerator office that they were working at, and the place is trashed. Why is it trashed?
Yeah.
What happened?
And it's funny, they're so afraid to go into the freezer room. So afraid. And it's like, why are they... It's like they already knew that the caveman had broken in. It's like they knew it.
Yeah. So here we're going to listen to a clip where
Fred... No, this comes later. Well, like a little bit after that?
No, this is where Fred makes a genius discovery that maybe it was the heater sitting right next to the block of ice.
Oh, yeah.
That melted the... Well, yeah, I guess we should describe. They go into the freezer, the room is trashed, and the caveman is gone.
And they find a jacket and are freaking out, like, are they dead or something?
Yeah, what happened here?
And Fred's like, maybe the heater had something to do with it, and that's the discovery.
Right, maybe the heater had something to do with this huge block of melted ice that's 3 feet away from the heater.
So let's hear how dumb this thing was with Fred. Listen.
It's been turned on.
But why would anyone want to bring that creep to life?
I don't know, but we're going to find out.
All right, good job, Fred. He figured out it was the heater that melted and freed that creep, as Daphne put it. So they think maybe this caveman has now gone on a killing spree and is loose in ocean land.
Yeah, and it is just... Sometimes just like, well, it's just like foolish that he's doing. I mean, you can't be that dumb. I mean, he's a smart person, but I've never seen him do something dumb like this.
Who, Fred?
Yeah. I mean,
it's not so much that it was dumb, but it was just obvious.
Obvious, yes. Yeah. I did not like that. Editors, you should have changed that.
Yeah, it was a little too easy. Anyway, all right, let's move forward. They decide to go search for the caveman. They head on down to the pier, and they see Professor Engstrom doing something weird. What's he doing?
He's doing it, and we're on the right track, right?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay. So, Professor, what is his name? Engstrom?
Engstrom.
Yeah, he's doing some weird things. He's talking to animals, and this reminded me. I liked it, because I think they were trying to make it like a... Aquaman. They're doing a nod to Aquaman because he can talk to the fish. So I thought that was cool. They're kind of nodding to Aquaman.
Yeah. So you see Professor Engstrom. He's squatting at the pier. He's got this like communicator device, and a dolphin is poking his head up under the water, and they're basically, I guess, talking to each other. We can't understand because they're speaking dolphin.
But the thing that doesn't... I mean, I guess you just think he's weird and he's doing stuff that's like... But it's a little weird that they think that he's up to something. But I don't know. I mean, he's innocently talking to fish.
So they send Scooby down to check out what's going on.
But here we go again with somebody who they think it could be.
Yeah.
Yeah, like they're very...
It's always a false alarm.
Yeah, it's always a fart. Like we had the butler, we thought, and Redbeard.
At 10 o'clock at night, yeah.
Yeah, butler, which is very obvious that it wasn't
That's
him.
A previous episode.
Anyway, so what happens is runs away.
Scooby goes down to try and sneak a peek at what's going on. And, of course, Scooby is super loud.
Yeah, and he runs into these buckets, and he scares Professor Engstrom.
Well, a crab gets him. Crab bites his nose. Yeah. That's the first critter. First of, like, three critters, I think, in this episode. Mm-hmm. But then he runs into Pots and Pans. He's just a total mess. It's kind of funny. Mm-hmm. Funny scene. And you're right. Engstrom freaks out. Runs to a shack at the end of the pier.
Yeah, and then they open the door, and
this
there's the caveman. But then it made you think, like, maybe
well,
it's
slow
Professor
down. Describe that. Describe that.
I'll describe it.
Okay.
So they open this door. Well, okay. First, okay, Professor Engstrom runs away, and the gang's like, well, let's see where he went. So they decide.
Well, he goes in the shack.
Yeah, he goes to the shack, and let's see where he went. So they open the shack, and there's the caveman just standing there.
Right at the entrance. It's a funny, it's classic Scooby bit. It's kind of like when they saw the snow ghost by lifting the blinds. Very similar type of scene.
Yeah, and what I thought was what made me think was, like, it has to be Professor Engstrom. Like, we all think that because he went in and then there's the caveman standing right there.
What happens to Professor Engstrom after that?
He's fine. He ends up being okay.
Hmm. They don't explain what he was doing in that shack, but
No. At the end, they see that they discover that it's something very important.
All right.
At the end, we'll listen to that. Okay.
So they run away. They go back into the aquarium,
Wait, no, they were already in Oceanland, weren't? No,
they were on the pier.
Then they ran away because they're right by the Oceanland.
That's what
so
I
then
said. They run back into the aquarium, which is basically Oceanland.
Okay, then it's a big run. They run around and stuff.
They pretend to be seals. It's a lot of fish jokes.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. They're like Scooby and Shaggy pretended to be otters? Or?
Yeah, and the
caveman. No, not otters.
I just said they pretend to be seals. Are you listening to me?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay. So he yells, at one point he yells into a bag. Right? What does that happen?
No, what happens is Scooby and Shaggy are hiding behind a curtain. Scooby shows his bag because he pretends he threw up in it. Or no, what happens is he talks
into
the bag. And then he brings it to him, and then he opens it, and
Yeah, he screams in the bag. You can't really hear him. He doesn't want to make a noise. He hands the bag to the caveman.
Caveman's
and All right. So, eventually they find a clue.
Yeah, Scooby and, they exit, and there they are together out at Oceanland at the entrance. And we have a clip here where they decide that we need to go, Velma finds a map.
Yeah.
So, we have a clip of that. And this clip will show us what the map had to do with stuff.
Well, first they find, don't they go to the X first in the boat?
Well, yeah. Okay. You'll see.
The clue I found in the lab will give us some answers.
Like, what is it?
An ocean chart. Ooh. And look, this line drawn from the spot marked X follows the current right to Oceanland.
Well, our next step is to find out what's out there.
You mean like you're going out there where X marks the spot?
Wrong. You're going out there with Velma and Scooby. Meanwhile, Daphne and I will try and find out what the caveman's up to.
Right.
It's funny how they never cut to Velma and Fred trying to look into the caveman.
Yeah, they never split up into what groups. Like, you never see Fred and Shaggy.
But they never show Fred. I swear, you never show Fred and Daphne together. Never show them together. I swear, they're never.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, they do get together, but they never
There's no scene with them, even though they've split up.
Yes.
All right, so Velma, Shaggy, Scooby, they're out to sea. They want to find what was the X that marks the spot.
Yeah, and
that was supposed
to
have lead a current directly to Oceanland. I know it's kind of confusing, but what do they find? A research ship, like an abandoned research ship. They go aboard. They go inside this room, and there's a big old ice machine. Churning out huge blocks of ice, just like the ice block that the caveman was in.
Yeah, and this was a big discovery. And it was actually funny when they were building Velma telling Shaggy directions. It was kind of silly.
Yeah.
He didn't like it.
Starboard and port. He's just tell me left and right.
Yes. So what happens is they say they give Scooby's.
So they're trapped in this room on the boat.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of interesting, right? Because what happens all of a sudden?
Shaggy gives Scooby his Snoobies. Scooby snacks.
Well, wait, you got to describe the danger that they're in.
So there's these big ice cubes, and they're about to crush them down.
Yeah, the whole room is filling up with giant blocks of ice because this ice machine is going crazy, and they're locked in the room.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting idea.
And Shaggy's like, we need you, Shaggy gives Scooby a Scooby snack, and suddenly Scooby is really, really smart.
Yeah, you can tell I'll think of an idea. And we were talking about this, like, Scooby snacks, are they for to make you more fearless, or are they so that you are smart? Seems to, maybe it's both, I don't know. But it works magic on Scooby. He figures out, I'm going to ride on one of the huge blocks of ice and smash the door.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny how easy it's, I guess it, because it's like dumb, because if you think about it, the bad guy was thinking, oh, I should have thought they can use the ice to break out. Like, he wasn't thinking.
Yeah, I don't know if they thought that far ahead. Did they see the caveman on? Yeah, they did. The caveman locked him out?
Yeah, just slammed the door. We don't know who it was. Must have been the caveman.
That's true.
It was like a brown arm. Must have been the caveman.
You're right. Okay.
So now they leave, and they decide, let's use an ice cube to boat away. And again, they don't, I guess they thought they would be dead in the room. They thought they would be dead in the room, I think.
Yeah, but this is a pretty funny line here from Shaggy, because he's literally rowing on a block of ice. They're all sitting on the block of ice, rowing back, because the whoever locked him in destroyed their dinghy. So they're rolling back, and she says, "Don't worry, you're not going to get cold feet or something like that."
Yeah.
And he says, "It's not cold feet that I'm worried about," and that's because his butt is on that frozen block of ice. So that was kind of a good gag, I think.
Yeah, I'm going to do a quick question to you, and that is,
yeah,
who do you think has the best hairstyle or best hair?
Okay, I would definitely say Velma is out. Shaggy, not bad. Daphne, nice hair.
I mean, you could count Scooby with no hair, but
I don't count Scooby as hair. I'll say it's down to Fred and Daphne. I think I'm going to go Fred. He's got some snappy looking blonde coif going.
Yeah, I'm not gonna give up Velma. Definitely Shaggy, definitely Scooby out. I'd put Daphne out. I mean, it's between Velma and Fred to me. I think I wanna go with Velma.
Oh, you like that brown short hair.
Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, very very of the time.
Of the time. Wait, you mean people would wear that back in the
day? Yeah, I think they had hairstyles like that. Speaking of the time, we're going to come up with the song that plays. They go back to, and they meet up with the
friend
gang.
Daphne, yeah. And they're like, let's think of a trap. And so Scooby and Shaggy dress up as a dolphin and a starfish.
Right. And they chase the caveman around. The caveman chases them.
Yeah, to get him into the trap. And there's a song during the chase. So yeah. Here is part of the song. And this is kind of a...
Now tell me if you think there's a very famous song and a very famous band that this basically tries to rip off.
Yeah, they're a one-hit wonder.
No,
I
what say. I'm saying that I think they were ripping... I'll tell you who I think they were ripping off after this. All right. So, yeah, I mean, pretty
Beatle-like.
Very Beatle-like. And obviously the Beatles had a song called 8 Days a Week. This one's called 7 Days a Week. So, yeah, nothing, not very similar, right?
Mm-mm.
Okay. So that continues their trend of songs during chases. It's kind of fun.
Yes, and
how do you like this song compared to...
much better than Love in My Recipe. Yeah. That's probably my least, like, when we do the,
yeah, we gotta do song rankings.
Like, we'll do song rankings, and I think I know what my worst one's gonna be. Yeah. And then, I think all of them, all of the future ones have a song,
okay. Have we done Love is an Ostrich?
No, it's not Love is an Ostrich.
Whatever it is, yeah.
Yes.
I'm in love with an ostrich.
That's not the name of the song.
Yeah, it is. I'm in love with an ostrich.
No, that's not the name.
Oh, not the name, but that's the chorus.
Yes, okay. Yeah. Anyway, that was a great song.
So, this is where the craziest trap gone wrong in the entire series. Daphne. Let's describe it.
So Daphne, Fred, and Velma are getting ready for Scooby and Shaggy and the caveman to come.
Yeah, they've got a net. They're on a ledge waiting for Scooby and Shaggy to chase or have the caveman follow them.
And why did they think going on a ledge is a smart idea?
Well, they wanted to throw the net down on the caveman.
No, but they could have just standed on the ground.
No, it's easier to throw it down. But it was a good plan. But danger-prone Daphne.
Yeah, I want to look down to see if they're coming, and she falls.
Literally just leans over the ledge and falls. This was unbelievable.
And she pulls Daphne and, Daphne, Fred, and
Velma.
Three.
Yeah, they all go over. It makes no sense. And Fred's disgusted. I mean, he goes, danger prone Daphne ruined it, or something like that.
Yeah.
It was a very funny shot.
He really
mocked.
I mean, this was rude.
He looked totally disgusted.
Yeah, I know. He's like, this is going to work perfectly.
Right. But how do they catch the caveman?
What happened? They run away.
Did he fall into a tank or something?
No, they run away. Yeah. From him. Is that when the song happens? Maybe the song happens when they
Yeah, it is. We cut to it a little early. That's okay. But then, how do they catch him? Let's cut to the chase here.
I forget how they catch. I think what happens is, I don't know how they catch him.
I know he winds up in the bottom of a tank.
Oh yes, he winds up in the bottom of a tank.
And it's pretty funny. He goes, "Help! I need help! Get me out of here!" He's the
I like that.
Yeah,
that was the first time. And obviously, they're going to do that in a werewolf.
Yeah, the werewolf is my favorite. Anytime a villain gives up and he's still in costume and uses his regular voice, it's always amusing to me. And that's what happens here.
So they capture him, and then we have a clip.
Kind of a confusing plot. Buckle in for a very long explanation.
Yeah, I mean, it's not confusing. It's just very long and complicated. Yeah. Okay, let's start it.
Caveman thing was a hoax?
Not entirely, Sheriff. The 2-million-year-old caveman that was lost at sea was for real.
And that's what gave Professor Wayne the idea for his scheme.
First he froze the dummy caveman in a block of ice out of the old fishing boat. Then he set it adrift, knowing it would float to ocean land.
Then he melted the ice with an electric heater and made it appear that the caveman had come to life and caused himself and Engstrom to vanish.
Once Engstrom was out of the way, Wayne would return claiming to have escaped from the caveman.
But why did he do it?
I can answer that. He was after my invention. A revolutionary marine life communicator.
There you go.
Like, wow. You mean you can talk to fish?
All right. So he was going to... The plot was he was going to blame the killing of Engstrom on the caveman.
Yes.
And then he was going to steal his invention.
And then the heater thing is silly. So he did it. You zoom to the Iceman, and then you go, it could have actually been what's transition?
I guess. So we're talking about the scene we mentioned earlier where you see the caveman, you see the heater, you see the hand come in, turn on the heater, the camera pans to across the room to... the professor and Engstrom, Professor Wayne and Engstrom. So Wayne turned on that heater. So why was he sitting at his desk when they panned over? I think Scooby was cheating a little bit there. Maybe you're right. Maybe it was a transition, not a pan. But anyway, that was sort of cheating. And then you pointed out, where was the real caveman? If that was a known thing.
Yeah.
Well, like, where was that?
I guess.
That's the one she read about in the paper. So where is that? Why would they... it didn't make any sense.
Yeah, that did not... Okay, so how about to predicting?
Let's do our ratings.
Yeah, ratings. Okay, I'll start. I'm going to give this a 5 out of 5.
5 out of 5. Why?
Oh, it was a great episode, and what I liked, well, I hadn't seen it in a while, so that was good, and, I mean, there were some things that were weird, like, I mean, I liked Danger Prone Daphne, and
that
liked
was
her
hilarious.
I mean, I didn't like the heater thing, that was a little weird, I didn't like that, but That was my only flaw with it. Loved a villain. Thought it was funny that he yelled, "Help, help, Shaggy." Perfect voice acting. Scooby was pretty funny. I mean, very brave with the Scooby snacks and stuff.
All right, I'm
Wait,
with you.
Wait, I'm not done
oh,
yet.
Go ahead.
Fred was great, 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 except the trap failed, which I love when the trap fails.
Was Fred really that great in this one?
No, he was, I mean,
gave him three greats.
Well, he was good. I mean,
he's good.
He was bad, but he was...
and now he's bad.
No.
Okay.
What I'm saying is, it was good that he... it was good that he was bad. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, my gosh. It's so bad he was good. I like it.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Daphne was great. Or I think I already... And Velma was great. She was very smart.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Go ahead.
Yeah, great villain. I give it 5 Scooby Snacks. I thought the plot was very interesting. The caveman wasn't loud and obnoxious, although he did sound like the creeper. And this was the first episode where, I think in the first or second, where they say Meddling Kid, so I kind of like that touch. And the song was pretty good. This is a must-see. One we don't watch that often, but we'll have to watch a lot more in the future.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think we have any voice messages.
No.
And next
not
week...
this week.
Next week will be Jeepers, It's the Creeper, which is kind of fun because they go to the barn dance. So that's kind of fun. They finally meet some other people. So very excited about that. And hopefully people have replied to our stuff, like with all our questions last week.
Yeah, we may have to do another call for that. Give us some ideas of where you would like to see the Scooby Gang or stories you'd like to see. All right, should we wrap it up?
Let's wrap it up. Next week, Jeepers, It's the Creeper. Creeper!
Creeper!
Paper! Paper! Bye, guys!
Bye.